shows. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website, www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching sessions just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/LaLisaWilliams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to Friday, Friday. Well, it's fantastic Fridays here on the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to motivate you, to empower you, to inspire you to greatness, to your destiny, to a life of fulfillment, satisfaction. Do you want to have constant peace? Do you want to have that feeling of achievement and accomplishment? Well, I tell you, from all of my experiences and from the individuals that I have come into contact with, all types of people, successful people all around the world, they all say the same thing. They were driven for a life of success, of success. And I tell you, you can have that life. You can have it. You know, if you ever wonder why some people just live a mediocre life and others are living a highly successful life, what separates the two? What are the determining factors? Or should I say, as I'm calling it today, the critical factors? My topic today, the five critical factors of success. Well, it's Friday morning, and this has been a great, amazing, powerful, and wonderful week. All week long, we've had some great things happen. We started off the week on Monday. We didn't have the show on that day. We got some wires crossed and mixed up. But I think it gave everyone, you know, just helped you to continue to celebrate your vacation and your Labor Day and relax just a little bit more before you got your kids out to school. And then we had a powerful day on Tuesday talking about goals, going deeper in why it's important to set goals, goals that are attainable, achievable, goals that we can actually reach. We talked about how some people do have goals, but they never achieve their goals. That's because their goals are not broken down into the steps that it takes to achieve the goal. So we had Mr. Percy Walker back from his world travels, and he was back talking about the imagination and talking about innovation. And then Thursday, yesterday, we were talking about your potential, achieving your potential, your habits, your attitude has to be in the right place. We talked about you have to have the confidence in yourself. You have, because if you don't believe in you, who can? We also talked about the time issue, and I didn't finish talking about time. We're going to continue some of that today. But today's topic, I want to give you the five critical factors of success. I've been talking with people over the past, you know, several years about this topic of success. It actually goes back to somewhere around 1990. I decided that I wanted to be an educational success. That became my journey, my life. I wanted to make a success of my life. Prior to 1987, my life was a total hot mess. I think they created that term for me. That's how bad things were. And so, you know, there's a journey and there's a process. And so along the way is when you discover these critical factors, these factors that if they're not corrected, you will still end up in the exact same place where you are right now. And so here's your opportunity to really dig deep, you know, tuning into the show each and every day, as many of you do. You have the opportunity to create the habit of doing what you need to reach the place where you want to go. You know, habits, like I said yesterday, are the things that we do that can make us or break us. We talk about that all the time. You can have a habit of doing something that is going to not lead to your success. And because it's a habit, we do it over and over and over. We do it so naturally, so subconsciously, we don't even realize we're doing it. And we continue to have the same drama, the same struggles, the same fears, the same negative outlook in our life. Well, we can at the same time turn that around, and we can build a habit of successful activities. Some of you have habits of meditation in the morning, your quiet time. Some of you have made it a habit now of journaling, writing down where you are, where you want to go, and the steps you're taking to get there. For instance, if you write down on Monday what you're trying to do for the entire week, and then by Sunday night, if you have it written down, you can easily follow through because you can then look at it and see, well, did I do any of that? But see, if you start every week off without a plan of what you want to do, where you want to go, who you want to talk to, more than likely you won't do very much. And so I'm going to continue to encourage people to write it down. Write down where you are and where you want to go. Now, this is not willy-nilly information that I am throwing out there. This is the planning part. This is 99% of what I was taught in my MBA program. As a graduate student in the Master's of Business Administration, this is the program that is preparing students to run companies and businesses and organizations. And 99% of what they taught us is what I'm telling you will happen when you write it down, when you put it on paper, when you say where you are, and then say where you're going. And because what that does is it forces you to look at the steps that it will take to get you there. See, that's the key. See, a lot of people want things in life. I want a mansion. I want to be rich. I want to drive a BMW, a Hummer, a Mercedes-Benz, a Jaguar, a Rolls-Royce, whatever their dream car. I want to take vacations in the south of France. I want to go to the islands once a year. I want to take two or three cruises a year. Many people have very, very wonderful, meaningful dreams and goals. But the problem is most of them never achieve them because they don't know what it would take to get there. And that's why I'm encouraging you. Make the journal entries, write it down. Now, yesterday, I gave you an assignment to write down your habits. What are your habits? What are the things that you have allowed to become a habit in your life? Have you allowed letting things go become a habit? Have you allowed showing up late for things to become a habit? Have you allowed for people that aren't in your life trying to tell you the right thing and you constantly reject it and do what you think is right, though every time in your life you've done that, it turned out wrong, but you still trust yourself as your number one source for direction, when every time, if you look back over your life and you see that every time you directed yourself, you always ended up in a place that you didn't want to be. You were never, at the end of the day, you were never satisfied with your result. But yet you have people like myself, Coach Mercy Walker, Coach K, and a ton of other people with free internet radio and various sources. You have a library full of motivational books on self-help. But yet you tend to continue to listen to your own instruction, your own voice, when over your lifetime, I don't care if you're 5, if you're 25, if you're 105, but if you see that your own direction has always ended up not a positive but yet a negative, why wouldn't you now turn and listen to someone else? So these are the kinds of things that, you know, what's your habit? Do you make a habit of listening to your own self? Do you make a habit of tuning in to shows like this? Well, when I say shows like this, you may say, well, what kind of show is this? This is a motivational show. This is an empowerment show. This is an inspiring show. This is to move people into their great destiny, a successful destiny, a positive destiny. And today I'm going to be sharing as a topic for our show today 5 critical factors of success. Now, I used to love math when I was in junior college. And one of the things that in math and computer classes, they teach you about the critical path to completing projects. When you do math and algebra and calculus, you learn about the critical steps that you need to implement in order to do the problem right, to get the correct answer. And if you follow the critical path to your project, you will attack the things that are going to be your obstacles, that are going to be your hurdles. And so with the 5 critical factors of success, if you apply these to your life, regardless of what else is going on in your life, you could be broke, you could be homeless, you could be almost nearly out of your mind, it could be many scenarios going on with you, but if you apply these 5 critical success factors, you will have a successful life. You will end up in a successful place. Now, don't get discouraged when things don't happen overnight. Okay, remember, Rome was not built in a day. And whatever mess your life may look like, you didn't get there overnight. It took time. So likewise, it's going to take time to get it on the right track. And as I was sharing with you, just as a reminder, as an example, my life was such a mess prior to 1987. 87 was my turning point. That was my turning year. Somewhere around July of 1987 is when my whole life changed forever. Forever. And I did a totally 180. A 180, not a 360. A lot of people speak that they want to do a 360. Well, if you want to do a 360, that'll put you right back to where you are, because 360 is a complete turn back to the very same spot. But a 180 is a turn in a different direction. So you got to speak 180, not 360. But I did a 180 in my life at that point based on these success factors, these same success factors that I'm about to share with you, took me from homeless, an educationalist, and just a bad reputation. The guilt and the shame from the things that I had done that I had did in my past that I thought I could never live down. There were things that I did. There were things that I went through that I thought at the time, prior to 1987, I thought I will never live these things down. I will never gain the respect of people. I will never be considered a leader of anything because of the things I had done in my past, including being a high school dropout and many other things. But it just goes to show you. I'm just an example. I'm only sharing that with you so that you can not only be encouraged for where you're going, but many of you on this call and then listen to the LaLisa Show, the Coach LaLisa Show, many of you have children and family members that could benefit from this message. It's motivating you. It will motivate them. Now, let's talk about these five. And thank you to all of those of you who are tuned in today. I see we have Miss Patricia up and ready and raring to go in the chat room, and she's posting some great and awesome things. She is also excited that the kids are back in school, and she's just having a great time. She said that she was up and ready and raring to go. Okay, wonderful. Now let's check and see what else we have going on. Wonderful. Okay, great. We want to say good morning to those of you who are listening via the switchboards and those who will also tune back in to the archives. I know it's Friday, and for many of you, it's the first week, and, you know, here it is, time for school, and school is back in. How wonderful, how great it is that our children are off learning. So we're going to not look at it just as they're out the house, but let's look at it as they are learning. They are getting new knowledge, new information. And ask your children what they're learning in school. You know, that's the best source of new information, is to check with your children. It's like you're getting a free education all over again, because everything they come home and tell you that they're learning, you've now learned yourself. And things are a lot different than they were when I was in school many years ago. And also think of it like this. If your child can explain the lesson to you, that helps to solidify that they know it. Therefore, when it's time for a test or time for discussion about it in class, they're not sitting there going, duh. They will actually know the material and the information. So now, let's turn our attention to the five critical success factors, things that you want to implement in your life right away. Now, don't forget, you're keeping up with your journal entries. Believe me, you, once you get started to make it a habit, you will actually enjoy it, and you won't want to do anything else. And there's all kind of journaling you can do, like keeping a diary of the things that are happening day by day. But this journaling that I want you to do is a specific progressive growth personal development journal. This is any area of your life that you're working on, you're looking at where you're at now and where you want to go. For some of us, it's our mouth. Some of us, it's our thinking. Some of us, it's our actions. Some of us, it's our finances. Various things. You pick the things that are important to you, the things that you want to improve. Take one at a time. Don't try to eat an elephant all at one time. You got to eat it bite by bite. So, you know, you may have 20 problems. Just work on one at a time. See, this is the secret to life. This is a big secret. Maybe I'll share that on Monday. Give me something to have as a topic for Monday. I better write that down, because if I don't, it may slip right out of my head. But I'm going to share that topic with you on Monday. Very big secret in life, because it really is. Okay? So now, okay, back to the five critical success factors. You can start with the first thing that you want to look at as a critical. So people who are successful, these are the things that they do. Number one, the first thing that they do, out of all the things that they do, these are people who are, you know, kind of focused and thinking about their success. You know, you ever hear people say, out of sight, out of mind kind of thing? And you've heard me say before that what you focus on, you will make it big. And what you make big will eventually consume everything that you're doing. And so, in other words, you want to have the successes that you're trying to achieve in life. You want to constantly have those on your mind. You want to be thinking about them. So that's the first critical success factor that successful people do. They're not thinking about negative things, and they're not thinking about what they can't do and what they don't have, and woe is me, and nobody ever loved me, and I never had anything. They're not thinking like that. Absolutely not. Sure, some of them, most of the very successful people, have had it tremendously difficult in life. That's what has made them so tough. That's what has given them their fight. But they think on the great things that they want to do. That is a critical success factor. I'm telling you right now that if you really want to have success, you have to control your thinking. And how many times have we talked about it over and over and over? But it bears truth one more time. That's the first thing that you have to do. That will determine what do you spend your time. The things that you think about are the things you're going to spend your time doing. Because remember, the thoughts become words, become action, becomes destiny. So if you're thinking about it, you're going to eventually end up there. So if you're thinking constantly about failure, how you're not going to make it, how you don't have enough money, how you'll never have enough money, how the fact that you weren't born into the right family, if you constantly think about these things, that's where you're going to end up. So you got to change your thinking. Critical success factor number one. Secondly, as a critical success factor, you got to take the time to sit down and say what it is that you want. Again, put it to pen and paper. You can't just say, I want to be a success. That's not enough. You can say that, but it's not enough. You have to spell it out. I want a husband. I want 2.5 children, whatever it is. Well, I don't know exactly what 2.5 children is, but I think that means two children and a dog or a cat or some other kind of an animal. But the reality is you have to be specific. You have to say, I want to own my own business. I want to work for a major international corporation. I want to work for a major international nonprofit. Spell it out. Spell out what you want to do. I want to be an entertainer. I want to make movies. I want to be in movies. I want to be an actor. I want to produce CDs, whatever. You have to say what it is you want. That's a critical success factor. You're not going to find a successful person going around them, oh, I don't know what I want to do. Oh, well, anything is good. No, they're going to know. They may not tell you because successful people have also been taught and trained not to share all of their goals and dreams with other people. And, again, I might do that as a totally different show, but the reason why is there's something out there called Dream Snatchers. There was a movie out there called Body Snatchers at one point. Well, there's something out there called Dream Snatchers. These are people that once you tell them your dream, they're going to smack it down. They're going to smash it. They're going to probably the first thing they'll do is say something like, oh, you can't do that. Oh, why do you want to do that? Nobody's ever done that. You can't do it. You don't have the money. You're not the right skin color. You don't know the right people. It'll take too long. You don't have that much time in your life. How do you know? You know, we call these dream snatchers. And so, therefore, a lot of successful people who are on the road to success, they're taught don't share. But a critical success factor is people who know what they want. Write it down. Put it in your secret place. Don't just have it in your mind, in your heart. Have it on paper. Know what it is you want. Know that you want, you know, businesses around the country in every city, every state. Know that you want to travel extensively as a motivational speaker. Know that you want to become a number one best-selling author. Know that. Don't just say, I want to write a book. Okay, you got to spell it out. I want to be a number one best-selling author because whatever you want is what you're going to get. So when you want it, you got to say it and you're going to get it. So they absolutely know what they want in life. not somewhere thinking that life just falls on you. When I was growing up as a child, just to give you an example of that, when I was a child, I thought that life was luck and fortunate. And you see, hear people say it all the time. Oh, he's lucky. She's just lucky. She's fortunate. He's fortunate. And I actually thought that that's how people got things in life, that they were either fortunate or they were lucky. And so all my life, as early as I can remember, probably somewhere around age six, you know, once you start going to school and getting around other children and you begin to hear different things and you have teachers now in your life, whereas home it was, you know, maybe mom and daddy and a grandparent or some aunts and uncles and pretty much, you know, you heard what they had to say. But once you get around the schools and things like that, so I would say around age six or so, all the way up till I was somewhere around 33 until 1987 when I moved to New Jersey, I thought life was about luck and about being fortunate. And I thought you were either born lucky or not, and you were born fortunate or not. I didn't know that you could pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. And I was talking to my other sister yesterday about the bootstraps. And, you know, a lot of people were very confused when the justice with the Supreme Court and Mr. Clarence Thomas had stated some years back when he had talked about somewhere around 1994, somewhere when he was going through his Senate hearings to be confirmed as a judge for the United States, he had made this comment about African Americans in poverty and how they needed to pull themselves up by their bootstraps. And so many people came out against him and they're like, what if you don't have boots and all this? How can you pull yourself up? Well, I just shared with you yesterday four things that will help you reach all your potential in life, your habits, your attitude, your time. And I said that these are the areas that these are your bootstraps. Your attitude is your bootstrap. You see, if you don't change your attitude, nothing else is going to change in your life. If you don't deal with what you do as a habit every day, not much is going to change for you. And if you don't get control, you know, of your time. And so that's what was happening with me. I thought that everything was about fortune, and I didn't realize that I had these tools like control of my attitude, my feelings, my thinking, and that I could change my habits, and I could get control of my time and where I'm placing my time. I didn't realize that those were things that I could control. So there you have it. Know what you want. As you're talking to people, make sure they know what they want. You're trying to help someone become a success in life. It could be a spouse. It could be your child. It could be a parent. Maybe you're a child and you have a parent that all their life was like I was, thinking that everything happens just based on luck, if you're lucky or not, or everything happens based on whether you're fortunate or not. No, it happens whether you're willing to put in the hard work. Okay, so if you want to call that being lucky, the fact that you know to put in hard work, okay, that's on you. I'm not suggesting that, but it is hard work. I did learn that. The road to success is paved with hard work. Now, factor number three, awesome factor number three, the third critical success factor you will need to apply that is going to determine your success. Listen to this. We're in the middle. This is the middle. You know, the middle of something is always the best. You know, you're eating that juicy, juicy watermelon. You get down to the middle. To the middle is where the juice is. It's where the power is. Whenever you get to the center of something, it's the power. It's just like when we say, I want to be in the center of God's perfect will for my life. We know the power is in the center. Now, here's so number three is the center of five. You have two, four, and then in the middle is number three. So here we go. The third critical success factor that will determine what it is that you do is you must have a burning desire. Burning desire. Not just, well, That would be nice. Well, I think I could do it. No. It must be a burning desire. In other words, it must wake you up in the middle of the night. It's got to push you when you don't feel like getting out of bed. It's got to drive you when you don't even feel like walking. It's got to be the thing that is going to get you consistent action, massive action. You know, I learned this in my network marketing business. They talk about taking massive action. They say you got to go at it hard now, fast, and quick. Well, that's a critical success factor. Because what happens is inertia, physically in physics, talks about inertia and momentum. Once something is going, that's why you see a fire raging, because once it gets going, it can burn much more quicker because it's already going. And that's why I try to encourage people who are, people think, I can't do too much at one time. You're missing out on the energy that you've already created. You don't want to stop and start, get cold, then try to get hot again. It's going to take you longer. Go while the fire is burning. It's just like when you ever have a fireplace and the fire is burning and everything. You don't wait till the fire goes out to put another log on. No, you put it on, you watch, and you wait, and you see that it is still going, and you put another log on. You don't want to start all over. So do things. That's why it's good sometimes to do more than one thing at one time, because you're utilizing the same energy. But you got to be passionate. You got to have a burning desire. What is it that you really want that will going to make you a success in life? And then what will give you a burning desire is to know why you're doing it. We call that the purpose. Know why you're doing it. Like for me, my burning desire is to do motivational seminars and speaking. And it's like, what's my passion for this? Why am I doing this? What's my desire? What's the reason that I'm doing this? I'm doing this because it's the very thing that keeps me motivated and, coming from a place where I came from, seeing the things that I've seen. I don't want anyone to go through what I had to go through to learn what I had to learn. I want to be able to share my examples, my experiences, so that others can take and run with it, so that they can be a lot further. You know, my dream, the thing, they say you got to have a why that'll make you cry. My dream is that someone who was headed on the wrong road, they were headed down the wrong road, that I can somehow help them get on the right road just by them hearing my story or hearing one of my motivational seminars or speeches, listening to the Coach Lalisa Show, that it can take them out of where they are and help them get to where they should go at a much faster rate. It took me years. I wanted to reduce the time for them. That's my desire. That's my dream. That's my goal. I don't want them to have to wait until they're 33, 43, 53. That's fine if they do, if they've already gotten there. But let me take somebody and help them. So that's my passion. I'm just sharing with you my passion, how I got so passionate about what I'm doing. And you can find your passion. I know, for instance, my sister who owns dry cleaners, I happen to know that she's very passionate about people having clothes that look very crisp and very neat on them. And if you see her dress, you will understand that, because that's how she also dresses. And her clothes are neat and they're very clean and they look crisp. And so she's very passionate about seeing people like that. And at the same time, she wanted to provide a place that would do that and be a part of it. You know, it's one thing to want things for people, but when you want to be a part of it, that's your passion, that's your desire. Like, I know many motivational speakers and coaches and trainers and all of that, so I could feel comfortable that people will get the lessons and the teachings and the guidance that they need, but no, I want to be a part of it. The same thing with college. They got a ton of professors and what have you, that are educating people. But the reason why I go to the college semester after semester to teach is because I want to be a part of that. And so you have to find and or help your children find the thing that they want to be a part of. It's not enough to just want to do it or want to see it, but you want to be a part of it. That's that passion. That's how you will get that desire, that deep desire. The same thing with preachers and people in ministry. Again, there are many preachers, there are many ministers and what have you, but the reason why people do it is because they say, I want to be a part of that. Same thing with football. I mean, you could absolutely watch football. You can go to a football game. You can watch as many football, you know, games as you like. But when you say, I want to be a part of it, that means you're going to either try out for the team or possibly maybe you will become a coach. You may start a little league. There are many ways to become a part of something so that you can achieve your most deepest desire. You don't just have to give up because you can't do one. Like, for instance, you know, there are a lot of people who will never get in the game and play football, but they're involved in it. Maybe you'll become a sports journalist. Maybe you'll become a sports photographer. Do you know how important that is to go into that locker room and take those pictures during the game or after the game or prior to the game? I actually met a man named John Cassis. He was a motivational speaker, and Chicago, that's good enough. My husband is the sports buff around here, but the Chicago team, he was hired by the coach to come in to the locker room on a regular basis. They paid him $10,000, $20,000 every time he did, because he shared this with us, to motivate that team. So again, if I was just so into sports and it was my desire to do something, but I didn't feel I, you know, could do it physically because of other reasons, as a motivational speaker, coaches, teams also need motivation. So, yes, they get motivation from their coach and other people, but this is a professional motivational speaker going in there, and I just thought that was so cool. And that was great that I had a chance to hear from Mr. John Cassis. So, critical factors of success. I've given you already the three most powerful critical success factors. Number one is that you have to know, you have to focus on what it is that you want to do. And I know Miss Patricia Martin has really helped in the chat room. She's actually put them there. She's such an adorable young lady. I can't thank her enough. And she does all these things, and she doesn't get paid. She is absolutely amazing. But she put number one, people, you have to focus and about your success. You have to be focused about your success. And number two, you have to take the time to say what it is that you want. People, again, successful people, we just know what we want. I mean, like I said, we don't always speak it because we're trained not to share everything because of the dream snatchers out there, but we absolutely do say what we want, and we do write it down. Number three, we have to have that burning desire, have to be passionate about what we do, and you're absolutely right. I didn't get to you yet, Ms. Patricia, but she is passionate about daycare. Good morning, Kiva, and welcome also, Glow Jess, and guest number 71. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. You're absolutely right, Kiva. She is absolutely passionate about working with children. She has that burning desire. You have to discover what your burning desire is. And it doesn't have to be something that other people approve of. You know, think about individuals. You know, like there's a person I know, somebody who their business is that they go around and they take people's dogs for walks. I mean, I would absolutely never want to do that. But, you see, what you have a burning desire to do does not have to be something that other people approve of. So whatever it is, go for it. We're talking this morning about being a success. We're talking about five critical success factors. And the reason why I wanted to share these with you is because I really want you to be a success in life. And I think you can do it. I think you should do it. I think you need to do it. I think there are people. I think that God has ordained for us to be a success. According to the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 8, he tells Joshua that if he is to would meditate on his word and that he would, and he would raise him, that he would have the gospel of good success. So I know that God wants us to be successful. I know he wants us to prosper. He wants us to live the abundant Christian life. And you've got to be successful if you're going to live the abundant anything. You don't have abundance without success. Now, there's all other kind of parts to go with that, but I'm just giving you the basics, the fundamentals, okay? Let's look at number four. And thank you. I see many of you are tuning in. You hope you're getting this. I hope you're writing it down, making those journal entries. Trust me, I never get too big to make journal entries. If you don't believe me, come to my house. Pat, the next time you're here, you'll be bored stiff if I showed you all my journals. No, I'm just kidding. But I have so many journals that I write in what I want, where I want to go, what I want to do. It's so important. It's something about putting it down in black and white. And when I really, let me just say this before I go on to number four. Just as an example, in 1990, when I took my very, very first class at Essex County College, there was an instructor in my group's dynamic. I took a group's dynamic course, and the instructor, well, all the instructors pretty much had to keep a journal. Now, at that point, up to that point, I had never kept a journal, period, ever. Here I am, 33, junior college, had never kept a journal. And the teacher made us do it, and I didn't want to. I struggled because I felt that I had nothing to put in a journal. I felt that there was no way I was going to write one sentence to put into a journal. But they made it part of the assignment, and because I had a burning desire to get an A, I knew I had to do it. And that's how I got A's. Some people wonder, even in my family, that they wonder, how would you, a high school dropout, flunked out, had poor grades, never got above a D, an occasional C, all through school, never. I never did homework, never cared about education, never read too many books during my school days. How did you go to college and get straight A's? Well, this is part of how I did it. I just reversed what I had done in the past, which in the past I didn't do anything the teacher said. So I reversed it, and I just did everything they told me to do. I didn't, I didn't stop and try to rationalize it away and make excuses. I just did it. Whatever they told me to do, I did it. And this is the other secret to that. I didn't worry about how it turned out. I didn't worry about, oh, is it good? Oh, did I use the right words? Did I put the period in the right? I didn't worry about any of that. I just simply did what they told me, and I did the best I could. All right, so back to the journal entry. So I made this journal entry. I wrote in this journal, and so then the teacher would look it over, and he would make comments. This one particular teacher, the group dynamic teacher, and he would make little comments like, well, could you say more? What did that mean? Could you explain it? Okay, so, and thank God for him. I thank God for this man. You know, there are many teachers that I believe are angels. Like, I don't know where that man is today. I don't know if he's alive or well. I have no clue. But he was sent as an angel to work with me and to get me beyond where I was. And so as I began to dig deeper and began to write out what I wanted, well, 12 years later, I did the homework assignment, and I made a habit of keeping all my books and all my notebooks and things, and I kept them like kind of organized, like I would label the semester, and on top of every book had this course that it was. Well, wouldn't you know, 12 years later, I come across this journal, because I'm looking through the basement for something. I come across this journal, I open it up, I sit down, and I read, even the days when I only made one sentence. I read the journal, and I went, oh my God, I couldn't believe it. Everything that I was living at that point, 12 years later, I had written it in that journal when I was on day one. In the journal, I had talked about having advanced degrees. So at the end of the period, when I'm finishing up my master's, and I find this journal, I find that. I seen in the journal where I had a desire to live in a house. Prior to that, I couldn't even imagine living in a home. It was just an apartment. That's what I was thinking. That was as big as my thinking was for Loisa. So I'm telling you that to impress upon you, not to impress you, but to impress upon you that what you write down, believe me, you, it will come to life, okay? So critical success factor number four. Well, this would normally be the time that we would take a little station break and play a commercial, but I don't have a commercial to play for you. But I do want to remind everyone of a few events before I go on to number four. For September 21st, we'll be at Temple University in the Faculty Lounge. The topic there, her voices, that's their overall theme for the month of September. And the topic that they've given us is considering your purpose. So, of course, I'm going to be talking about purpose, and there's also another speaker, Temple University. The tickets for that, $25. You can register online if you're in the Philadelphia area, or if you have people in the Philadelphia area and you want them to come out. It's also an entrepreneurial event. The name of the organization is Entrepreneurs USA. They have a website, eusaphilly.org, and go to their website, or you can go to Mr. Rodney Watson's Facebook page. He has all the information there because he is the president of that chapter. Awesome, powerful young man. Also, on September 24th, for those of you who want to be moved, and I mean moved spiritually, we're going to be Friday night, the 24th of September, at the Church of God, 2 Chronicles 3051 North 5th Street in Philadelphia. We're going to be there. It's going to be an awesome, awesome, spectacular evening service. It's going to be a platform service of the I Ams from the Bible. So I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, truth, and the life. I am the resurrection of life. I am the true vine. And so those are the I Ams and the I Am the I Am. So we've got some awesome speakers lined up for you. You can make it there in Philadelphia. So that will be there. And then on Saturday, Atlantic City, to be on a panel of an event for people with nonprofit organizations. If you have a nonprofit, that's an event that you don't want to miss. It's a conference, 3 days, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. I will be speaking on the panel on Saturday. If you need more information, you can always contact me later. Also, there is going to be October the 2nd. We're going to be back in Newark, New Jersey at the Franklin St. John's United Methodist Church with the organization that's against crack cocaine abuse and domestic violence abuse. Dr. Cindy Hunter, the author of Diary of a Crack Addict's Life, phenomenal woman, phenomenal, amazing book. This is her event, and I am just hosting it for her at my church in Newark. Please come out. We're going to have vendors. She has speakers lined up. I am one of the speakers, but she has other speakers lined up. If you're also in New Jersey, October the 9th, I will be one of the workshop leaders on success at Pastor Rebecca Simmons' 2-3-day women's conference, which is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, October the 9th, whatever that weekend is. And her church is in Elizabeth, New Jersey, but you can find her on Facebook, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. She's also a powerful author and speaker. Also, I just have one more event to announce. That's October the 16th, we have our ninth annual Praise and Deliverance Conference in Newark, New Jersey, and then our women's retreat at the end of the year. We're going to go away, we're going to get empowered, inspired, poured into, relax, revive, renew. It's only $170, pays for your meals, your rooms, for everything, your workshops, and they're phenomenal. You don't want to miss out. Send your deposit as soon as possible. We need $50 to confirm your seat. And we can go from there. You can contact me on Facebook or email me or call me. Okay, now back to the last I got two more to go. Good morning to everyone. It's been a great morning. It's going to be a great, awesome, awesome, powerful, powerful weekend. And I'm glad you stayed with me through all of those announcements. But there are many, and they're coming. We got some other things that we are putting in the works just for you. All of these events will empower you, inspire you, teach you, groom you, motivate you, and challenge you for success. Number four, you have to, a critical success factor is that you have to take action. You must get up, get going, get doing. Can't wait around. No one's going to do it for you. You got to get up and you got to get going. It's just that simple. If you're not doing that, if anything, you know, people that are not doing nothing, well, guess what? They won't achieve nothing. I don't know how it is, but people amaze me by thinking that they're going to get something when they haven't done something. It doesn't work like that's fantasy land. That's the soap operas where people just come into a town. They've had amnesia since they were three. They come into a town. They don't know anybody. And next thing you know, they're the head of the hospital, or they're the head of their own advertising firm, or their marketing firm, or a PR firm, okay? Not real life. In real life, if you're not doing nothing, you don't get nothing. Because even if you get stuff from somebody else, you're not going to keep it because there's no value there. It's not going to last. A person could give you, I mean, you've heard the stories of people that their family members have left them thousands, if not millions. And what did they do with it? They squandered it away many times because of the value of working for it, of putting in the blood, sweat, and tears wasn't there for them. It wasn't their desire that got that fortune. It wasn't their dream that got that fortune. And a lot of people just can't hold on to it. That's why you typically will even see children sometimes whose parents are very successful and own great businesses. They don't want to just pick up and go from there because they want to put their own blood, sweat, and tears into something because then they realize that they'll have more staying power for them. But you got to take action. One of my easiest examples, and may not be the best, but it's the easiest. A person who wants a degree, but they never signed up for a class. Don't understand that. The person who wants to own a home, but they never went to talk to a mortgage rep or a real estate agent. So how do you want to buy a home? In America, unless you have $200,000 or $300,000 on hand that you can just plunk down on a home, more than likely you'll have to take out a loan, a mortgage. So if you never talk to a mortgage rep, well, guess what? You're not going to get the house. And so, again, take action, but let the action be a planned action. Let it be a strategic action. Let it be an action toward what it is you want. For instance, my good friend Kiva, who's on here, I was down there. Some of you know I was down in Tennessee with her, and she had this wonderful event that she does, Women of Destiny, and it was great, it was awesome, and here's the thing, but my getting there was a part of action on both of our parts. She had to take action to start the organization, to keep the organization going, to put forth an effort, and then I had to take action to want to be there. You see, so you got to take action if you want to have something, if you want to do something. If you want to be a success in life, you want to be a success? Simple, simple. Take action steps of success. You know, they say success leaves clues. Look at the clues of successful people and take the same steps they take. Don't make this rocket science. Why reinvent the wheel? Why reinvent the wheel? The success has been laid out in front of you. Here's the steps to success. Number one, these are critical factors. There are many other steps besides these five here, but these are just some of the critical ones. First of all, you got to think on what it is that you want. And then you have to know what you want in life. Do you want to be successful? Do you want to be happy? Do you want to be fulfilled? Do you want to live on purpose? And then have a burning desire. Know why you want to do it. Have a purpose behind it. Take action. You can take action once you know what it is that you want. Once you've thought about it, once you have a desire to do it, it makes action easier. You see, And again, I get this all the time because, you know, people, they see me and they're, oh, you're doing so much. I teach a college in Essex. I work full-time at the Halfway House. I have my own radio show. I do TV occasionally, which is going to be more of a regular thing. I have books. I have book seminars. I do speaking. I preach. I do training if they want me to train. Oh, we got a fabulous thing going now that we were talking about that we're putting together. I can't wait to roll that out. So I'm doing all this, and I'm married, and I have to keep up with that because I don't want some old raggedy marriage. Those days are over. And so you got all this going on. How? Well, because there are things that are attached to my passion. There are things that are attached to things that the success that I want in life. And then I think on these things on a daily basis. So while it's a lot, but it seems effortlessly because they're all tied together. The training, the preaching, the ministry, the radio show, the motivation, the coaching. It's all one thing. It's all one thing. It's still helping people to be empowered, to be motivated, and to be inspired. That's all I do. That's, you know, that's what I do. I don't do anything else, okay? I'm not an accountant. I'm not a finance officer. I'm a person that is motivating someone, empowering them, encouraging them, and inspiring. That's all I do. Now, here's the other thing. Here's the other thing. Number five, because I know we're about out of time. And I know some of you are absolutely amazed that I got all that information out, and I still got down to five. Well, here's number five. Here's the last one. We have 2 minutes left of the show, and we are going to be hitting the hot road soon. We're going to burn it up. But here you go. Number five. The last critical success factor is the knowledge that you have within you. Let me say that again. It's the knowledge that you have within you. I'm going to say that one more time, and I'm going to put a little bit more emphasis on it. Critical success factor. Not four, not three, not two, not one, because we've gone through those. This is number five. It is the knowledge that you have in you. So I ask you, I challenge you, what do you know? And that's going to be your homework assignment for the weekend. That's going to be what you're going to journal. The knowledge. What do you know? Knowledge is within you. What is it you know how to do? What is it that you know about? You may find out that you know a lot about something. And if you do, great. For instance, I know Ms. Pat knows a lot about daycare and children and parents and dealing with them. And what a 2-year-old will do when they're hungry and when they're tired and when they're sleeping. And what a 3-year-old will do and what a 7. She knows a lot about children. Ms. Hope knows a lot about people and their clothing. See, what do you know? What is the knowledge? See, your success is going to be driven by the knowledge. You must commit to constant learning. And you never end improvement. There's no such thing as I'm there, I'm done, I'm it, I'm perfect. I get leery of people like that who think they're done. Once I find that out, I really avoid them. I avoid people who are done. No, you're not done. As long as you're here, you're not done. You're never done. Improvement is constant. Learning is lifelong. What are we spending our time doing? We got to read. Hey, that's our new thing. That's our new thing, and we'll focus more on that coming Monday. But that's our new thing. 1 hour a day that we're going to read something, but particularly a book related to our field. So, Ms. Hope, that means you got to read for 1 hour a day something related to the dry cleaning industry. That means you, Mr. Walker, and I know you're already doing this, but you got to read something a day related to being a motivational speaker. Ms. Pat, you know what you got to do. Those of you listening, Ms. Alicia, you know what you got to do. You want to have your own hair business, your own hair company. You got to read a book for 1 hour a day about that industry. My good friend who wants to open her own music studio, you got to read 1 hour a day about the music industry and how to run your own studio. And I know, Ms. Pat, you're already there because you were just saying yesterday how you had to get more into the management side of your business. You guys read 1 hour a day about how to manage, own, and operate your own dry cleaning, your own daycare center. Well, everyone, that's all we have time for today. Those are the absolute five critical success factors. And those of you who are in the chat room, you probably can no longer hear, yoo-hoo, we got through the five. Everybody go and have a great, powerful, powerful, happy, successful day. Be excited about these five critical success factors. Do not forget the 4 points yesterday that I told you about in terms of success and how you're going to live up to your fullest potential. We talked about that on yesterday, and I gave you the points that you can do. I said, number one, you've got to have the right attitude. You've got to be motivated. You've got to look at your habits and your time. Don't forget, Mr. Walker encouraged you about your imagination and your innovation. And Monday, we just talked about your goals and going deeper and how to reach them. Monday, we're going to talk about the big secret to success. For many people, love you. Thank you to each and every one, and have a great and wonderful day. And I'll talk to some of you because I'll be calling you from the road, Ms. Kiva. I know I didn't get a chance to phone you yesterday, but I'm definitely going to do it today. We've got to talk. Things are moving. Things are grooving. Love all of you, and have a peace and safe weekend. And we'll see you Monday morning, same time, same place. And this has been the Coach Lalisa Show.
For tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.